Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today is our Green County Fair Board President for this year, Connor Jurgensen, joining us now. So thank you very much, Connor, for being on.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. Well, I guess the reason why you're on the air with us here, Connor, is because our Green County Fair is almost here for this year. And so tell us a little bit about, first of all, from the Fair Board's perspective, about this year's grandstand entertainment. What should people expect when they come to the Green County Fair this year?
Well, we got a couple of regular things lined up for Friday and Saturday. Friday night, we have the Grand River Rodeo. That starts at 7 p.m. in the grandstands. Usually a pretty good turnout of riders. Always a good time. Saturday night, we have another 7 p.m. grandstand attraction, the Lucas Oil Tractor Pull. And the admission for both nights is $10.
And tell us, you got a little bit kind of a free aspect to entertain people on Saturday night prior to the tractor pull.
Yes, prior to the Lucas Oil Tractor Pull Saturday night at 7. We also have a Micro Mini Pullers tractor pull at 3 p.m. on Saturday that consists of model tractors doing the same concept, pulling sleds in a competition, free to the public, outside the grandstands.
Of course, some of the other things that kids really, really enjoy and families of all types is your annual side attractions, which let's start with the brand new side attraction that you've brought this year.
The brand new attraction we're pretty excited about this year is the Aussie Kingdom. It is a traveling animal show completely of Australian animals. So that'll be there Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The kids are going to be happy we have this one back. Is Poppin' Penelope on Thursday for balloon and magic shows. She'll be there performing before the outdoor movie that evening. Farmer Phil is another regular. The kids seem to enjoy him. He'll be there Friday, Saturday, and Sunday doing magic and juggling.
Now, obviously, a big pull about the county fair is the 4-H and FFA livestock shows and other static exhibits and the like there. But Fair Board has also brought back kind of a neat newer attraction that you tried out too, and laser tag is also going to make another appearance.
Yep, laser tag last year for the first year was very popular. So we decided to have it back this year, and we hope the kids have a good time with it.
And that's a free thing that's happening on that Sunday.
That is free to anyone from 1 to 7 on Sunday.
Other kind of a free thing is the Kids Pedal Tractor Pull, which also is a great delight.
Yep, the Kids Pedal Tractor Pull is on Saturday noon, sponsored by the Green County Farm Bureau and several others. That always seems to be a really good showing of kids showing off their talent.
Of course, you got to feed people because, you know, you can't just expect people to show up to your county fair and not have any food on hand. Talk to us about the evening meals.
The evening meals, Friday night, we have the beef barbecue accompanied by the town and country band. That always seems to be a popular night for all ages. Saturday night, we have the pork and lamb barbecue before the tractor pull at 5:30.
People haven't been out to the fairgrounds recently. You've got a pretty new little toy out there. The cattle barn, and I guess there's two of them out there at the fairgrounds. Explain to us about your brand new cattle barn and how that the whole process has come to fruition.
Well, yeah, if you've been out to the fairgrounds anytime recently, it looks like a half beat up construction zone. We do have two new buildings out there. One is a completely enclosed barn for all the lead beef animals right next to the show ring. The other one we built this year was an open-sided building to the south of the show ring for all the penned animals, all the penned beef, which would be pens of three and herd builder projects. So we're really excited about those, and I think they're going to be good additions to the fairgrounds.
And of course, it's starting to look like a shiny new penny out there. I mean, you got the new hog buildings, you got the new sheep building, now you got your new beef building, and that all kind of surrounds the main show ring area there. It really looks quite impressive what you guys have been able to do over the course of 4 years now.
Time's flown by and a lot of stuff's happened really, really fast. I guess to credit all the donors and the hard work of several board members to put it all together and come up with such great ideas to keep 4-H interesting and attractive to the public.
Going forward, tell us about, you know, the plans for the Fair Board. Are you going to, again, have your annual auction that comes up in the fall time? And is there any plans to do any other projects out there at this time?
We are planning on having our annual commodity auction sometime in September, if all goes accordingly. I know that's a great donation of area companies and contractors, so if everybody's willing to pitch in again, we should be able to do that. Going forward, we never want to stop improving out there. We want to keep up on all our buildings. There's several projects in the back of our mind that we're willing to do and ready to do. We just need the funding for, but nevertheless, we're gonna keep improving out there, even from where we're at today.
You yourself are a volunteer on the Green County Fair Board. You've got your other officers, other board members. Obviously, the county fair is kind of your one big thing that you prepare for every year, but you've got to have, I'm guessing, armies of volunteers at your disposal to kind of make this thing run as smooth as it always has been. Just give a moment to talk about those volunteers that help you out every year.
We can't even begin to list all the people that don't have a title but have put in plenty of sweat and labor to the fairgrounds. They're all the way from 4-H Extension, helping Clover Cafe, people helping with the tractor pull, put that on, VFW serving concessions set Friday and Saturday night out there, pork producers, beef producers grilling, lamb producers. So it's really a wide array of people from all over Greene County that are seeing interest in it and put in a lot of time out there.
All right, now, Connor, if you wouldn't mind just kind of going over again when the Greene County Fair will run this year, and again, kind of give us the last little bit of taste of what's going to be happening the final day of the fair on that following Monday.
Okay. Again, this year's Greene County Fair is July 10th to the 16th. On the following Monday, July 16th, last day of the fair, we'll have our appreciation breakfast sponsored by the Fair Association starting at 8 a.m., and then, as always, at 8:30 a.m., we will have our Junior Fair Premium Auction. Breakfast and auction are both in Clover Hall, air-conditioned, so it's a good time to come out, bid on some premiums for some hardworking 4-H'ers, and show them how much the community appreciates them.
And we also want to point out that it's free gate admission to get onto the fairgrounds, correct?
Yes, absolutely free. Absolutely free to do anything you want on the fairgrounds, on the grounds, except for the grandstands. We'd really appreciate seeing you at this year's Greene County Fair, July 10th to the 16th. There's a lot of people working really hard to get it up and ready. I think we're going to get there, and people are going to be really impressed with what we've done out there.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Greene County program, here with our Greene County Fair Board President, Connor Jurgensen, joining us. Community State Bank in Peyton is an independent, locally owned bank in business since 1956. Back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.